Chapter 2. It was just after midnight when they arrived. The van outside had a logo for a business, unrelated to the actual business. The nameless crew dressed in disposable coveralls. Not a single word was exchanged. I preferred it that way. The cleaning crew was as fast as the bullets that killed the men. As they were finishing up, a woman walked past the threshold of the door. She was in her late 40s, long brunette hair rested on her shoulders. She was dressed to the nines. As she approached me, we exchanged a look. "I didn't expect to see you here," I said.
"I didn't expect to be here," she replied. "You want to tell me what happened?"
I was reading. She cut me off mid-sentence.
"I don't give a shit about what book you were reading."
It was nice to see she hadn't changed one bit in the 10 years since I had seen her last. Two men, mid-30s, both Caucasian, came knocking around 6. My security system didn't go off, and the cameras were disabled. Must have jammed the signal. Broke in from the back door and regretted it.
"Did you get anything out of them, at least?" she asked.
"Nothing, other than one saying it was just a job."
"Anything else?"
I had my hands in my pockets and could feel the card in my left hand. "Nothing."
"Next time you decide to kill some people, can you do it on a night I don't have a date?" she said.
That explained the fancy clothes and makeup.
"Come outside with me."
"You know I can't."
"It's been over a decade."
"You think I haven't tried? I try every goddamn day."
"You used to be the best. Now look at you."
She was right. I was a fading shadow of myself. I ignored her comment and asked, "Did you guys get anything on the number I sent?"
"Nothing, other than it came from an app. The person used a cafe's Wi-Fi down the street."
"Well, keep me updated if you find anything else."
"You keep me updated as well. Goodbye, Mark."
I hadn't heard that name in a long time. The woman left me to the silence I had become accustomed to. Sleep called to me, and I let it take me. The next day, I decided to take the day off work. I couldn't focus with the thoughts spiraling in my mind. How did they find me? Who texted me, saying they found me? I stood looking out my living room window, the steam of the coffee rising in my hand. A car parked on the road, the windows tinted, as dark as night. Despite this, I knew two people sat watching. It was standard procedure. They would sit there for a few, and then move on to the next job. I made a bet they could use some coffee. I couldn't just go out and offer them some. I could, however, have some delivered to their car. I'm a regular when it comes to those gig apps. The employees know me by name, or at least by the name I tell them. As the morning continued, I sat staring at my phone. The text that read "they found you" dug its roots inside my mind. I typed out multiple replies, but never sent one. I've learned over the years you can't trust anyone, especially someone who appears to be helping you. I wanted to go outside. I wanted to visit the cafe, question the employees. The old me would have figured this out and been back in time for dinner. I hadn't been that person for a long time. I've heard of exposure therapy, taking small steps until you overcome your fear. I laughed at that thought. I used to be fear. Now I'm overcome with it. It sticks its knife in my brain and twists. The best I could do is stand by the window. Beyond the glass, a world of shadows. One where I have fading memories. The knife cutting out the good ones. I stood staring out into this. Still wearing the same clothes as the night before, the card rested in my pocket. I grabbed the card. It was standard business size, 3.5 by 2 inches. The texture rough, possibly handmade. The address typed in uneven, faded letters. It was made from a typewriter, an old-fashioned kind of person, or someone who didn't want any way of being found. The corners of the paper rounded, but no corner was the same. The top left at 90 degrees, the bottom right at 45. The back of the paper was rough like the front, but something was different. I slid my fingers across the back. Something had been there, but was erased. I walked to my office, grabbed a pencil, and smothered the graphite on my finger. As I moved my finger across the paper, it was revealed. It was another address, one I recognized, but wasn't sure from where. I got on my computer and searched the address on Google. It hit me like a brick. The memories flooding back, the green grass I mowed religiously, the flowers she planted, the trauma rushing through me, as if someone stabbed me with an IV pick and injected me with a lethal dose of pain, which worsened as each slow drip fell. Hey you! Yeah you! Thanks for listening to this episode of Trapped Within. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you follow for more and leave us a review. It really helps us out. If you enjoyed this episode and want more fiction like this, check out our website at wolfshield.media for more podcasts, and we'll see you next time on Trapped Within.